Hello, welcome to Spotlight, a shaft of creative colour in the dark of winter.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
This evening, we hear about workshops for anyone who fancies crafting or being creative, but maybe has never had a go. A graphic designer lets loose the creative juice on a Manx zodiac calendar. A little book of Manx jokes. And a poem to remind you to get your entries in for next year's Poetry Trail. Remember, do get in touch with any creative artistic endeavours you might be involved in, planning, hoping to create, or would really like to put in the spotlight. Poetic, theatrical, musical, literary, ceramic, sculpture, drag, film, mime, social media, digital, calligraphy, lots of other things, bound to be. I can't remember them all. You might, though. Drop me a line, howardcain@manxradio.com, Kane with an E, spotlight@manxradio.com. Be lovely to hear from you. Let's get you featured on the programme. The more, the merrier. So are you feeling crafty? Or perhaps would you like to get crafty and never have done so? If so, good news. Fiona Edwards, who you might remember, we've heard before here on Spotlight, when she joined the Isle of Man Arts Council, has just the thing for you. When Fiona was here a year or so back, she was explaining how she thought everyone could be involved in art in some way, regardless of the skill level that you might or might not think you possess. Now, 12 months on, she brings us the Crafty Cat Studio at Ballasalla. She dropped by again to tell me more.
So it's a dedicated art and craft workshop space, and we're offering workshops for adults and children in a broad spectrum of art and craft subjects. So ranging from crocheting, painting, collage, Christmas crafts, beading, decoupage, embroidery, slow stitching, and any other art or craft that you could think of. So in a lot of cases, these crafts are things that I can do myself, that I've spent years and years perfecting. But I've also got a bank of experts that I can call upon. So if you've got a craft that you'd like to try that I can't do, I will also have someone that I can bring in to help you.
And I was thinking that, so it's not all, you do quite a few of the actual workshops yourself then, but you have other artists who come in.
Yes, I've got other artists that can come in. So I've got other artists that can do dressmaking, getting to know your sewing machine, beading, left-handed crocheting, because I'm right-handed. And it's not really the skills are not transferable. So any kind of project that you would like help with or a workshop delivering in, we've got a pool of people that I can call upon and get their skills.
And I know you mentioned this when we were talking last year. So is this something that has developed over the last year or so, or was it sort of a new idea which you started separately, as it were?
So this has definitely been developing since the last time I spoke about art and craft in the Isle of Man. So 12 months ago, I became a member of the Arts Council, and I mentioned on the spotlight about people have got a perception that you've already got to be good at something. Mm. So you've already got to be good at an art or a craft to take it up or to continue it, and that there's some kind of evaluation in terms of your skills. And that's something that I think is a misunderstanding, and that in a lot of cases, just having a go, having some fun, relaxing into the process is better than worrying about the final product or the outcome.
And you mentioned sponge painting as well. That is, as it sounds on the tin, painting with sponges.
It is, definitely. So we have an art class on a Sunday morning called The Kittens, which is for children 2+, accompanied by an adult. And we actually did sponge painting yesterday.
Wow.
We had a lot of sponges in different shapes and sizes.
Sounds gloriously messy.
It was very messy, but lots of fun. But I'm also offering sponge painting for adults now.
Ah, now we're talking.
So you can come and have a go.
Yeah. And what sort of, I mean, do you get a real mix of clientele so far? I mean, as you say, it's all age groups, adults, and right the way down to youngsters as well. Do you get a mix? Or
yes.
Have had a mix so far?
So the age groups is from 2 to about 90, I would say. 2 to 92, yeah.
And is it going, I think it opened sort of early first week or so of November. Is the workshops, are they offered now or going to be offered going forward all year round?
They are, yes. So, of course, at the moment we're focusing on Christmassy things and cosy things like crocheting a scarf, whereas as the seasons move into the warmer times, we'll look at different things. Nobody wants to make a scarf in July.
Not normally. Unless they're very organised for Christmas.
We'll be doing special events around Valentine's Day and Mother's Day and then Easter. So obviously it will keep changing with the seasons.
And have you, from what you're saying, have you been a lifelong crafter?
I've been a lifelong crafter, yes. And in the past, before I started this, I worked in financial services doing project management and business analysis, and I find that this crafty outlet helps with like stress relief, resets your mind, and just, you know, it just helps you to relax.
Yeah, and you hear that a lot from people who practice whatever type of art, whether it's crafting, painting, sculpting, pottery, ceramics, whatever. Again, there is this therapeutic element of it and this relaxing and sort of slightly meditative feel about it. Well, you're based down in Balasala, so how do people, if they want to get involved, they're thinking, you know what, that sounds something that might sort of, wouldn't mind having a go, it's sponge painting or ceramics or crafting or whatever the case may be, how do they go about it and where are you?
So I'm at 8 Douglas Road, Balasala, so on the busy roundabout near the White Stone pub. There's actually lots of parking in Balasala. I'm also on a bus route. I've got a Facebook page called the Crafty Cat IOM. So you can follow me on Facebook and get in touch with me from there. Or just pop in to see me if you're driving past.
You can drop in and have a chat.
Yeah.
And do you have a favourite sort of out of the various crafts you mentioned there? Have you got a favourite one you like to practice yourself, or do you mix and match depending on your mood?
My very favourite thing is hand embroidery. So from, you know, stitching a picture that's pre-printed onto fabric, or more free, like slow stitching where you just go with the flow and stitch on top of different coloured fabrics. And also I've just had a trip to Japan where I tried sashiko, which again is hand stitching, but it's a different kind. So that's definitely my favourite.
Sounds like a great idea. Putting her money where her mouth is, as they say, and embracing the principle of art for everyone, not just perceived artists.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
Now, it's not often on this show that I can say I feature in a work of literature, but I can in this next piece, if I stretch a point about just what literature is. Well, quite a long stretch, to be honest. Right, yes, it's a joke book, right? About my level, you might be correctly thinking. Not any old joke book, however. This is a little book of Manx jokes. The brainchild of fourth Manx bard, Sarah Goodwins from Lockton Books. I asked her how this slightly different publication for her had come about.
Well, it's very different from the sort of thing we normally do, but mostly Manx in Douglas do their own crackers, which are Manx-related. They've got Manx tartan on the outside and Manx gifts in the middle and whatever. And we were given some last Christmas, but they didn't have any mottos, Manx mottos. And I mentioned this to Suzanne, who runs mostly Manx, and said, you know, great crackers, and they really are, they're very good, but no Manx jokes. And she said she couldn't think of any. So I said, well, impetuously, I said, well, I'll see if I can come up with some. So I came up with a couple of dozen, and she thought they were quite funny. And the idea came out of that, and she sort of said, well, why don't you do a small book of Manx jokes? And being foolish, I agreed.
As you do. You just, yes. So what's just literally a case of sitting down, and is this how you populated it then? Have you sat down with your pen and paper or your iPad or whatever and thought, right, OK, jokes, and then see if I can Manxify them?
Yes and no. It's been a sort of an ongoing project over the summer. Some of them could be generic, like what motorcycle would Father Christmas ride at the TT, a Holly Davidson. I mean, you put the TT bit in and it doesn't have to be that. But then there are some that are completely Manx, like Finodery Gin? No, Druid Ale. So there are some that are completely Manx. It's family friendly, though. I had to clean up my other half's jokes, who came up with some that really quite funny but also quite crude. But we haven't put those in.
Shame.
Well, no, this is family friendly. It's for kiddies as well. You can't have rude stuff for children.
Well, that is true. I suppose it's got to go that way. So are they all original, or did you have contributions from other people saying, hey, tell you what, I know a good Manx joke?
They're all original apart from one. And the one that isn't is probably the traditional Manx joke. How many Manxmen does it take to change a light bulb? None, because the Manx don't like change.
So, I'm with you.
And so that one's gone in there. But all the others are original. Most of them are mine, so it's my fault. One or two of them are from my husband, George. I mean, he came up with, for example, why are the people at Colby very trustworthy? Because they're on the level.
Hey, that's pretty good. I was just as you were saying that, I just opened it at random, page 6. I rather like this one down the bottom. We won't do too many, otherwise people won't buy the book. The little cafe near Bulgham stops serving at the end of the season. They're having a closing doon sale. See, I quite like, and it is true, as you were saying before, and there's one at the top of that page, which you need to see on the page. I said to the foreman at Poolvash Quarry, that's a very big rock. He looked at it and said, boulder. So I said, that's a very big rock. But you need to see it in print, really, for it to work. Yes. it's a great little idea, I must admit. Did it take long to populate it?
Difficult to tell, because I carried a notebook around, and if I saw a place and thought, oh, I could work that in. I mean, another one, for example, why are they called seagulls? Because if they lived in Ramsey Bay, they'd be bagels. Things like that. I did just sort of, as I was sort of travelling around, I just note things down. So it probably took several months, but only sort of a few minutes every day of several months, if you see
yes.
what I mean.
Yes, I'm with you. Yeah, something sort of grew along. And did you sort of have a bar? Did they all go in, or did you sort of rule yourself? Did you have your own sort of self-adjudication and say, I don't know whether I can put that one in, or, you know, that. Did you try them out in people to see whether you got a snigger or not?
There were some where I decided they just weren't funny. Mm. The trouble is, my sense of humour might be completely
but
different.
You never
from
know, do
else's.
You? You never know. Humour is a very subjective thing, isn't it?
I did try one out on one of the motormen on the MER, and I said, do you know that the motormen, the drivers on the Manx Electric Railway, can't be electrocuted? And he said, why not? And I said, they don't conduct. And he thought it was funny, so I thought, OK, that one can go in. So there's, yes, we did try a few of them out, but some of them, some might be funny, some people will think they're not funny at all.
Yeah, well, that's always the way, isn't it, with humour? Yeah. That is always the way, it must be said. And I see it is dedicated, as you mentioned there, for Suzanne Kerfey, whose idea this was. She's taking responsibility.
And therefore, whose fault it is.
So, it, beautifully done, a lovely glossy cover on the outside of it as well, and nice and bright and cheery, and, as you say, designed very much to put a smile on the face. And, again, as you say, you're sort of hitting out coming at this time of the year, so cracking little stocking filler, it's something to hit the Christmas market.
Yes, I mean, it's not very expensive, it's £5, or £4.95, which is not much more than a cup of coffee nowadays. And we were hoping that it would be good for the Christmas market, but we're also hoping that perhaps visitors in the summer season next year, if we've got any left, hopefully we'll have some left. Well, no, hopefully we won't have any left.
I was going to say, hopefully they'll go, but...
but they might find it amusing as well. I should make clear, though, that it doesn't... And I was very conscious of this, being a come-over, it doesn't poke fun at the Isle of Man at all. I was very careful not to, because... A, I would find that insulting if I was a Manx person, and B, I like the island. I'm not going to make fun of it. But there is humour there.
Yes. Jokes with a Manx theme, and taking the sort of the Manx culture and the Manx place names and such like, but not actually poking fun at Manxness per se itself.
No.
No, exactly. So a celebration of the funny side of...
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it.
Of
yes.
our little island, I suppose, is a nice way of looking at it. Available direct from Lockton or other shops, and where can people pick up a copy?
Well, mostly Manx, obviously, because it's her fault. Sorry, Suzanne, if you're listening. The book company have it. The Bridge Bookshop, Manx National Heritage, are thinking about it. The JJ Ribbon Shop in Laxey has it. There are various shops around the island. But yes, you can get it direct from us. If you get it from us, you will have to pay postage, though. And the postage for a small book like that is quite a lot.
Yes, that's true. And I have to say, I mean, the marvellous thing, I actually feature in it. I'm not going to say where. People have to buy
page 29.
Oh.
Halfway down.
I'm in there. I mean, that's fame at last. In print, yes. I've never thought I'd see myself in a joke book, but I mean, come on, this is it. I've made it. I've made myself into a joke book. Terrific stuff. Well done. It's a lovely little idea. Have you got one favourite that sort of stood out over the ones that you compiled over its production?
I haven't, no. No. There's some that I like and more than others, but it varies.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what sort of comments you get back if one sort of becomes the one that people say, oh, that's, you know, that becomes a standout joke or not. Terrific. Well, very well done. And
Thank you.
Keep your eye open for it. Little book of Manx jokes. If you're looking for something that doesn't take itself too seriously, but is definitely has a Manx theme for your Christmas stocking this Christmas, look no further.
And if you want to know what the joke about me is, well, you'll just have to buy a copy of the book. Another artist turning their thoughts to Christmas somewhat is Kim Graziano, or Kim G, American by birth, happily settled on the Isle of Man for over a decade now. Kim, a graphic designer by profession, now using her skills to be creative in her own right and follow up on another uniquely Manx creative project. She explained more to me.
Basically, I'm going back self-employed in December, and to kick it off, I'm doing a whole bunch of Christmas markets, and I knew that I needed some new illustrated stock to sell at these Christmas markets. So I've had this idea in my phone since 2022, and it was always this idea that I came back to and I wanted to do, and I was sure somebody else would do it first, but nobody ever did. So I thought, now's the time for the idea to leave the Notes app, and it was to do an Isle of Man take on the Zodiac.
Ah, okay. So Manxifying all sort of Libra and Sagittarius and all the rest of it.
That's right. Yeah.
And then producing these what as a calendar or as cards or?
Yeah. So my idea was to do illustrations for each sign that had a connection to the Isle of Man. And then once I had all the designs, I could put them on a variety of merchandise. But I thought to start, it would make sense to do greeting cards and then do a 2026 calendar. And of course, if I'm going to do an Isle of Man calendar, I can put in all the fun Isle of Man stuff. So we have like real holidays and bank holidays, but we also have Isle of Man term times, we have the TT schedule, Chips, Cheese and Gravy Day, anything you actually want to know about if you're living in the Isle of Man.
When is Chips, Cheese and Gravy? I don't know. Is it summer?
Last Monday of January things are really dismal.
I'm wrong then. It's not the summer.
No, it's when everything's really bleak after Christmas and you cheer yourself up with Chips, Cheese and Gravy.
That's the time to go for the Chips, Cheese and Gravy. So how did you go about coming up with the ideas then? Because I'm thinking, well, I'm a Libran, so scales.
Yeah. So basically, I made the note in my phone years ago. Now and then I would sort of chip away at it. And some of them were really obvious. So like Aries is represented by a ram. We have locked in sheep.
Of course.
Easy. Or Leo, that's a lion. We don't have lions. We do have a signature feline. So the Manx cat for Leo.
Perfect.
For Libra, that one took me a bit because I was like,
that's harder.
Scales. Yeah. What are Manx scales? But what I came down to is, okay, it has to be scales, the scales of justice. So where should justice be? It should probably be at the oldest site of government. So I put our scales at Tynwald Hill. And what are our scales weighing? Well, it's in October. So they're weighing moots for Hoptune.
I like the way you're thinking. What about Gemini?
Oh, Gemini is a really good one. So Gemini is normally represented by the twins. So I was thinking, okay, maybe we could do two dolphins. But I think there actually is already a charter company here called Gemini that has their logo with dolphins in it. So what I came down to was actually the super twins. So Gemini is in June, and that's when TT happens. So I've represented the twins as two twin, super twin bikers.
Liking it. A tricky one could be Virgo.
Yeah, Virgo is interesting. So Virgo is usually represented by the maiden. So I was looking at, okay, who are some maidens in Manx folklore? It's like maybe Fenella. But then I was thinking that we had to get a Manx fairy in there. So I ended up doing a fairy. And Virgo is often a maiden holding a sheaf of wheat, which represents fertility. So then I did a little research onto where the wheat in the Isle of Man is grown for Laxey flower. And the wheat is grown in the Northern Plains. So we have a fairy sitting in the fields of the Northern Plains overlooking Ramsey.
I like it. So, I mean, did these ideas come to you sort of virtually spontaneously, or did you really have to sit down and doodle and come up with thoughts and, you know, keep sort of, you say things, notes and think, oh, no, I know, I've got it now.
Yeah, they definitely went through a few versions and some were easier than others. Over the years, I did now and then I would tell a friend and be like, I don't know what to do for Aquarius. And then they'd help me sort of like work through it. But yeah, a little bit of just trial and error. And I also wanted to make sure that every part of the Isle of Man was represented. So I would maybe I'd crack what I wanted the symbol to be, but I'd be like, okay, but can I place it in a part of the island I haven't drawn yet so that we're encompassing everything.
And these are all original artworks by yourself?
That's right. Yeah, I've drawn them all myself digitally. And then Yeah, because I have my graphic design and illustration background, I was able to design the calendar custom exactly how I wanted it to.
And I was thinking that you say digitally, so is that how you normally work? Do you normally work digitally rather than sort of, you know, with pen and ink or graphite or whatever?
Yeah, I work in a bunch of different mediums. I feel like people probably know me most for my watercolor portraits. I do watercolor speed portraits at weddings and markets. So that's fun. That's in watercolor and ink. But yeah, I work in a bunch of different ways. And I found that drawing on my iPad was a way that, you know, you save money on materials, but also it lets you do sort of infinite revisions and you get really creative. And I was able to sort of build on that skill in a new way.
And you do actually, I've not actually heard that before. So speed portrait, actually using watercolors, not sort of digital watercolors, but proper watercolors, going out and going to, as you say, weddings or festivals or something and creating an impression of it there and then.
Yeah, I like to say that it's like a caricature that's not going to give you a complex about your face. A little bit cuter, a little bit simpler.
I'm liking it already. You're putting in as well, as you're saying, you're Manxifying the calendar. So you're putting in, I think, a mention of Celtic festivals as well.
That's right, yes. We have the Celtic seasons and festivals. So that includes... See, I feel like I can't pronounce these words properly. But
oh,
like
none of us can.
Like Samhain, is that how you'd say it?
Oh, no. You see, man, this is the word I can't get right. I think Samhain.
That sounds better.
Yeah. I think I get ticked off for getting this one wrong as well. Samhain, I think.
I think that's right. So I've included all of those dates from the Wheel of the Year in the Celtic calendar. But I've also included like the solstices as well. So if you just sort of know it as like summer solstice, that's in the calendar as well. But I think that's nice that you can sort of use this as a way to connect to nature as well.
Yeah, excellent idea. And so it is a full Manx calendar. Something designed for the home or the office or a bit of both?
I think it can work anywhere. I mean, to be honest, I think that it's a quite pretty calendar. So it's a skinny... How do I explain it? I've designed it as a tall, thin calendar where the artwork stands separately from the dates. So you can have the calendar all year long. And then actually, if you're feeling a bit crafty at the end of the year, just slice off the dates and you have yourself a collection of prints that you can keep beyond the year.
Yep, I'm liking that. Reuse, why not? Absolutely. And there's also greeting cards you've done at the same time?
Yeah. So the artwork that's in the calendar is also available as greeting cards. I'm selling these at a variety of markets over the Christmas season, but also on my website. And I have a couple of local stockists as well. So we've got Robinson's on Cole Road. We've got Mostly Manx and Douglas. We've got Mother Tees and Laxie. And we're going to be adding the Sacred Clan store, which just opened in Tynwald Mills.
Oh, great. So available at all those places. Are they available now?
Yeah, they are available now.
Marvellous. And or if people maybe can't get out or don't have a chance, they can go via the website, can they?
Yes, you can, for sure.
Just tell us that.
Yeah, so my website is kimgstudio.com.
Lovely. And how have you actually found it then? Because we talk a lot about art and working in art on a spotlight. And is it very challenging to, in the current environment, to work as a freelance artist and illustrator?
100%. Yeah, you definitely have to have multiple income streams. The Christmas markets are a really fun time of the year, but it's obviously just a condensed period of the year. So throughout the year, the way that I pay the bills is by working as a freelance graphic designer, working with small businesses. I do web design, graphic design, packaging design. One of my favorite clients is Isle of Man Salt Co., who recently their packaging design has ended up on the shelves of Selfridges in London. So even if you're on a small island, your clients can go far. So I do a lot of different things throughout the year, you know, whether it's painting at weddings or working with local businesses or illustrating my own products. It's sort of a little bit of everything to make it work as a artist these days.
And just finally, do you see this current work, the calendar, the Manxified calendar through the signs of the zodiac and the cards, if they go well this year, can you see yourself doing sort of something similar next year, do you reckon?
Totally. I would love to expand into other products as well. I would love to make a tea towel. I think it would be so fun to have a line of ceramics. And of course, we can do a 2027 calendar for the following year. So yeah, this is just the beginning. Also, I wanted to do a shout out to Culture Vannon because they helped me out because I knew I wanted to include Manx translations in the product. So I reached out to Culture Vannon, who has a free translation service, which I think is amazing. And they were able to translate each sign for me into Manx, which I don't know if that's ever been done before, really.
No, it's news to me. I wouldn't have a clue. No.
But I think it's cool because even though I'm terrible at the pronunciation, the idea that, you know, everybody knows their sign and so they can learn a little bit of vocabulary and they can learn their sign in Manx.
I must say the calendars look great, beautifully executed, great fun, distinctively Manx. Best of luck, Kim. Sure, we'll be talking to her again with more artistic projects in the months to come. And in the meantime, if you're out Christmas shopping, well, two little ideas there. Before we go, we heard about the 2026 Isle of Man Poetry Trail last week. Entries need to be in by the 1st of December, by the way, so don't hang around. And for a little
inspiration, perhaps. I asked Roger Bloor, the membership secretary of the Isle of Man Poetry Society, if he had a little poem that he could give us. And, of course, he obliged, modestly.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether this would be a good one for the poetry trail, but my wife and I were thinking about buying a puppy and talking about it, and then realised that all our Facebook adverts seem to have puppies in them, and it inspired a poem called Alexa, You're Fired. The internet is sitting on my shoulder, and every day it's getting bolder. It eavesdrops, mind reads, engineers posts and feeds and video clips to mirror my desires and reinforce the needs and wants it overhears or harvests from my Facebook page. And now it's sitting in my head, remembering each word I've ever said. One mention of a vague idea, like getting a puppy for a pet, and every photo of a canine ball of fluff that's ever been posted on the net begins to flood my message box until I break and say, enough of this. I've come off X, deleted TikTok, ditched my Insta and WhatsApp accounts, but still the dog-related ads and videos ping and drop like hordes of lemmings in the spring until I'm driven to the edge and make one of the ultimate sacrifices to kill the power to all of my devices. Oh, frabjous day, Kaloo Kalay, the yapping mutts have gone away, and all my hopes and aspirations, thoughts and private conversations are once more mine, and mine alone, for sale, one surplus mobile phone.
Great fun. Last reminder, 1st of December is the cut-off point for getting your entries in for next year's Isle of Man Poetry Trail. You'll find details on the Isle of Man Poetry Society Facebook page. That's about it for now. We'll be back next week when we'll be hearing about the latest project from accidental author Rob Cowley. See you then. In the meantime, be good, and whatever you're doing, be creative about it. Hey, Mo.